must have done something on her face, no?
Mm. Huh? Yeah. That patient was Frances Liller. Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Liller, L-I-L-L-E-R. L as in Lancy. L-I-L-L-E-R. Frances Liller, date of birth, 3/25/51, date of visit, 2/14/24. Please make copy for Patricia Corner. That is K-O-E-R-N-E-R, Patricia Corner, A-R-N-P, at the Conviva office. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and lung nodules. Next paragraph, hospital illness. This is a 72-year-old a female who has a long-standing history of smoking, has previously been diagnosed to have COPD. The patient has a cough, she brings up clear mucus, and she denies some aphthousis, fevers, or night sweats, but is short of breath with activity. The patient has had recurrent bronchitis and also was treated for COVID-19 infection in August of 22. Her most recent chest X-ray, I'm sorry, most recent chest CT was in June of 23, which showed 8 millimeter non-calcified pulmonary nodule along the left medial fissure. Follow-up CT suggested in 6 months. There was underlying emphysema and traction bronchiectasis, also noted with honeycombing. There was evidence of coronary artery calcification and a mildly prominent pretracheal lymph node. Period. The patient then underwent a PET CT in July of 23. I'm sorry, July. July 6, 23. The PET CT showed hazy lung opacities in the lower lobes with a maximum SUV of 3.2, most likely inflammatory and showing no definite mass. And there was no significant lymphadenopathy in the mediastinum. And there was no abnormal uptake in the tiny 8 millimeter interfissural nodule in the left side, which was seen on prior chest CT, and is a possible small lymph node. There was a coronary artery calcification noted, and no significant metabolism, I'm sorry, hypermetabolism in other areas, period. The patient denies weight loss, fevers, chills, no hemoptysis or chest pains. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has had, I'm sorry, past history is significant for anemia with blood loss, and she has previously been documented to have peptic ulcer disease, for which she takes omeprazole. The patient also has had COVID-19 infection in August 22. She had a cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy. And previous history of pneumonia. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, habits of patient smoked half a pack per day for 50 years and is trying to quit. Alcohol use none. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents had dementia and died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Propranolol 20 milligrams daily. Ropinirole 0.5 milligrams. HS. Citalopram 20 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 40 milligrams BID. Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID and sodium chloride. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, no hay fever. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has heartburn, rectal bleeding, and black stools and diarrhea. She has chest or jaw pain but has palpitations and no leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has mild joint pains and no bruising. She has headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is, blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 112, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 105, saturation 98. HENT abnormal cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruising, of thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. No crackles. Heart sense of regular, asymptomatic, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1+, no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, patient number 1. COPD with emphysema. And number 2 is... left lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is anemia. And peptic ulcer disease. Number 4 is depression. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. She will also use a Norelipta inhaler, 1 puff a day, and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. She will get a follow-up chest CT in approximately 6 months. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Can you please change the follow-up? The patient will get a follow-up chest CT this month. A follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Copy for Patricia Corner, KOERNER. Patricia Corner, ARNP. Thank you. Let's talk to you, Susan.